With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. George Washington lit up the court on Monday night at the Cayman Islands Classic, shooting a scorching 57% from the field and 50% from deep to power past Middle Tennessee, 92-79. Senior center Rafael Castro led the Revolutionaries with 21 points, going 7-for-9 from the floor and nearly perfect from the line. Christian Jones added 16 points and 5 assists, while Bubu Benjamin and Trey Autry chipped in with 11 and 10, respectively. Head coach Chris Caputo says his squad showed strong composure and execution.
We had like an uncharacteristic 20 minutes yesterday, and, you know, we're trying to respond. And I thought we had a great response today, basically throughout. And so I was proud of our group.
How do you feel throughout the tournament based on 14?
Yeah, I think that, you know, usually there's 8 teams, but I tell you what, these teams are at the, you know, to me, like the very best teams within their conferences. I think McNeese State will, you know, run through their league. I think Middle will be a really good team in Conference USA. And I think Murray will be right at the top of the Valley. So to get teams like this that are really good this early in the year on neutral sites prepares us for our tournament. Like, we're going to play 3 games in 3 days in the Atlantic 10 tournament. Now, the weather won't be as good in Pittsburgh in March as it is in the Cayman Islands. I lived in Miami for 11 years at the University of Miami. I mean, this place is unbelievable. There's no humidity here, which is incredible. So we love being here.
What are some of the things you told them in the locker room tonight after?
I just said we responded and we sort of answered the bell to, you know, improve on yesterday's performance, carry on the performance of the last 8 minutes. And, you know, every time you get a chance to compete, you have, you know, that competitive fire, that toughness is being challenged. And it, you know, every time you get to play. And the beauty of what happened for us is, you know, you get to play 3 in 3 days. So usually in college basketball, if you have a bad game on a Sunday, you might not play till Wednesday. We get to play another one tomorrow. And so we'll have to learn from playing well now.
Meanwhile, McNeese State made its statement early, locking down Murray State with a dominant first-half defensive effort and building a 23-point cushion by halftime. The Cowboys cruised to a 73-60 win, improving their tournament record and dropping Murray State to 4-3. Tashawn Archie led McNeese with 17 points. Javon Garcia delivered a complete performance with 15 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 blocks. Larry Johnson added 10, and 6 Cowboys recorded multiple steals. I caught up with McNeese head coach Bill Armstrong after the win.
Excited, you know, we came over here to try to get 3. We have 2 now. We got a great team in Middle Tennessee State that we have to play tomorrow, that we have to get back and prepare for. But I thought the guys came out hungry, really, really guarded in the first half, holding them to 17 points. Did a better job on the board. Still got out rebounded 8, but a lot of that is because we missed so many shots. We held them to 15 offensive rebounds on 40 missed shots almost. So we'll take that, the way we guard and how we're going to do things. Turn them over 20 times, which is what we're trying to do. Won the turnover battle again by 12. So we're able to shoot 13 more shots than them. So it really helped us. I thought the guys came out, took in the game plan. It was a quick turn, you know, to be able to put that game plan in so fast. My staff did a great job doing that. And then the guys took it and put it into the game. And we did some things sloppily in the second half offensively. To only score 33 points, that's not us. You know, I think we're second in the nation coming in. And we got a very talented group of guys offensively. And just we made some plays that we don't normally make. But, hey, I'm excited about that win, excited about the opportunity to get to win a championship.
What sort of adjustments have you spoken to them about that you'll have to make for tomorrow against Middle State?
Yeah, we're going to have to continue to be who we are and pressure the ball and make sure that we turn them over, and then we got to just keep fighting on the glass. And then offensively, we got to clean a lot of stuff up. You know, we were kind of sloppy. They made us play that way in the second half, but it wasn't as much as the physical sloppiness as the mental sloppiness. So that's the adjustments we have to make. We have to finish games. You know, we can't be up 28 and let it get to 13 in the game. We can't be up 18 against George Washington. It got all the way to 3 with 4 minutes to play. We got to finish games, and that's something that we'll do as we get older, you know, more mature. These guys hadn't played together that long, so we're figuring that out, and we'll adjust to it.
What I like that. How do you motivate them in a time like this, during intense matches like this?
Yeah, I mean, we just talk about every day. You know, we try to win every day. They're motivated by the way they practice, by the way they approach everything. All these guys came here to McNeese to win because of the winning program that we've had over the last 2 years. So they're motivated by that. We give them their game plan, and then we motivate from there. They're motivated to play, to try to win the game. They're motivated through their love for each other. They're a very tight-knit group, and you can tell it on the court how they play for each other.
It's your first time to the Cayman Islands?
It is.
How do you like it so far?
I love it. I wish that I had more time to be out on the beach and enjoy the amenities, but it's the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life, and I've been to a lot of the islands. I've been to the Bahamas and Jamaica and everywhere else, and prettiest water I've ever seen, and my family's having a heck of a time. They're all here.
My wife and five kids
are all here. My mom and stepdad are here. We're all here.
Are you able to spend Thanksgiving here?
No, we got to go home on Wednesday, unfortunately. I wish that was an option. If we didn't play on December 1st, I would have tried to do that for sure.
Tonight marks the final round of the 2025 Cayman Islands Classic. McNeese faces Middle Tennessee, while George Washington meets Murray State in the nightcap. A win for McNeese would seal the tournament title. In other local sports, Cayman flexes its muscle on the world stage, bringing home two world titles and a string of top finishes from the DFAC World Finals in Houston, Texas. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has the details.
Seven of the island's top natural bodybuilders flew the flag proudly at the sport's biggest international showdown with standout performances across multiple divisions. Aquila Whitaker is now a world champion, capturing the Pro Wellness title in her first overseas competition, marking her fourth Pro Wellness crown overall. Just a week earlier, she dominated the DFAC's sixth annual Cayman Showdown at the ARC in Camana Bay. Nico Campbell also struck gold, winning the overall amateur bodybuilding championship to become Cayman's second world champ of the weekend. Alexander Michael Henry claimed the men's lightweight bodybuilding title, while Tracy Bernal doubled up with two silver medals, one in the Masters over 40 and another in the men's middleweight division. Gemma Quinlan took second in the amateur bikini short class, and Kyra Campbell earned silver in the bikini tall category. Gloria Ebanks rounded out the team's success with a third-place finish in the pro women's athletic division. A powerhouse showing from Team Cayman on the global stage. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. And taking us out of tonight's sports, here's Carsley Fuller with this weekend's football results.
The Men's Premier League had six matches on the weekend. Bodentown trounced Cayman Brac 6-0. Tigers took down Latinos 1-0. Elite came out on top in their game against Academy 2-1. Cayman Athletic edged out Scholars 1-0. Sunset beat East End United 3-2. And Future secured the win against 345 with a final score of 2-1. The standings after Week 5 matches put Elite in the lead with 15 points. On the women's side, the ladies played only one match this weekend. Elite beat Sunset 4-3. Elite still sits at the head of the league in Week 5 with 13 points. In the first division, two games were played in the second week for the league. Roma took the win against Georgetown 4-2, and Alliance had an easy go with a forfeit by Prospect Academy. Roma tops the chart with 6 points. It's also week five in the men's second division with three matches. Sunset beat Latinos 3-0. Scholars took down Bodentown 5-1. And Elite handed Academy a loss. Final score 3-2. That puts Elite at the top of the league with 15 points. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Games continue this weekend. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.